Hollywood celebrities rushing to defend Jimmy Kimmel for lying about Charlie Kirk's killer were silent when conservatives got canceled for less. By Warner Todd Houston on September 18, 2025. A long line of left-wing celebrities and members of the Hollywood elite have jumped to their social media to decry ABC's decision to shelf comedian Kimmy Kimmel after her spread disinformation about Charlie Kirk's killer on his ratings-challenged late-night show. None of these supposed free speech advocates spoke up when conservatives were canceled for far less. Several celebrities, comedians, and others who still have an X account blasted ABC's decision and urged people to stand up for the biased, far-left, late-night talk show host. Two members of the Hollywood elite decried this supposed attack on Kimmel's free speech and both made sure their comments were limited or on mute so people couldn't respond. Ben Stiller insisted Kimmel's trouble isn't right. An extremist, left-wing actress Sophia Bush outright said she was muting her own posts so she didn't have to see opposing ideas. This isn't right. Ben Stiller, at Ben Stiller, September 17, 2025. This is the point so many celebrating on this, which I'm muting cause some of y'all are downright disgusting, are missing. This wasn't a private company decision. This was a government demand. Sophia Bush, at Sophia Bush, September 18, 2025. Comedian Mike Birbiglia urged fellow comedians to rally behind Kimmel to support his free speech. Mike Birbiglia tells fellow comedians to speak out against ABC pulling hashtag Jimmy Kimmel live. I've spent a lot of time in public and private defending comedians I don't agree with. If you're a comedian and you don't call out the insanity of pulling Kimmel off the air, don't bother. pic.twitter.com/bap3fa7vz2. Variety, at Variety, September 18, 2025. Other actors and celebrities jumped to their left-wing bubble social media outlet Blue Sky to vent their bile at ABC and conservatives. Extreme leftist actor John Cryer claimed that the U.S. has become an authoritarian state, without noting that the U.S. government played no part in ABC's decision to shelve Kimmel's show. The United States of America has become an authoritarian state. Image or embed. John Cryer, at mrjohncryer.bsky.social, September 17, 2025 at 6:59 p.m. Kathy Griffin, who was castigated for advocating for the beheading of Donald Trump, told her fans that it is very important to have Jimmy Kimmel's back right now. Please, take it from me, it is very important to have Jimmy Kimmel's back right now. Be vocal. Be an ideological consumer. Money is all their crowd cares about. Kathy Griffin, at kathygriffin.bsky.social, September 17, 2025 at 8:53 p.m. Rosemary's Baby star Mia Farrow called the ABC decision pure fascism. Canceling Stephen Colbert and now Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and Matthew Dowd is horrendous and pure fascism. Shame on those networks for caving. We have a right to freedom of speech and we want it back. This is textbook fascism. Image or embed. Mia Farrow, at miafarrow.bsky.social, September 17, 2025 at 8:25 p.m. Funny Man actor Nick Offerman used his Blue Sky account to repost the outraged message released by the Writers Guild of America. Image or embed. Nick Offerman, at nickofferman.bsky.social, September 17, 2025 at 10:33 p.m. Actress Jean Smart said on Instagram that she is horrified over Kimmel's cancellation. Happy Days star Henry Winkler insisted that Kimmel's insights are important. At Jimmy Kimmel, his humor, his insights are important to keep showing us who we are. And he is a most wonderful fellow. Henry Winkler, at Winkler for Real, September 18, 2025. West Wing star Joshua Malina said he stands with Kimmel. I ride with it Jimmy Kimmel. Jew, at Josh Malina, September 17, 2025. Comedian Alex Settleman blasted cancel culture in his post. This is the actual cancel culture everyone claims to hate so much. Alex Settleman, at Alex Settleman, September 17, 2025. Actor Josh Gad jumped to his Threads account to exclaim, I see we are at the passive participation of authoritarianism now. God help us all. Comedian Wanda Sykes told her Instagram followers that she was scheduled to appear on a late-night show Wednesday night. Let's see. He didn't end the Ukraine war or solve Gaza within his first week. But he did end freedom of speech within his first year. Hey, for those of you who pray, now's the time to do it. Love you, Jimmy, Sykes said in her video. There are many others, too, who jumped to their social media in mock outrage over Kimmel. And yet, not one of these famous folks stuck up for Roseanne Barr, Tony Hinchcliffe, Shane Gillis, Gina Carano, Kevin Hart, or a slew of others in the entertainment industry who the left rose up en masse to cancel because of a joke they once told or because of their political ideals. Roseanne Barr, who ABC literally tried to destroy because of her center-right political ideals, blasted these people on her ex account, writing, "Yeah, imagine an administration putting pressure on a television channel to fire a comedian they didn't like. Yeah, imagine an administration putting pressure on a television channel to fire a comedian they didn't like." Roseanne Barr, at their Al Roseanne, September 18, 2025. Alex Brucewitz reminded everyone that all these same usual suspects tried to destroy the career of comedian Tony Hinchcliffe for making a joke about Puerto Rico during a Trump rally in 2024. You clowns literally tried to cancel a Tony Hinchcliffe for telling a joke. Kimmel got fired for telling a lie. Alex Brucewitz, at Alex Brucewitz, September 18, 2025. Few in Hollywood stood up for actress Gina Carano, who was fired by Disney for offering rather anodyne conservative opinions on social media. And almost no one stood up for Kevin Hart when the Oscars booted him because he made jokes about gays a decade previously. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.